This is exactly right.
On the 12th season of Tenfold More Wicked, we investigate a series of compelling mysteries from the city of Fall River, Massachusetts, where problems started generations before Lizzie Borden's murders made her a household name. Join me as we cover the misfortunes that have befallen this infamous town for more than 150 years, including the Great Fire of 1843. Season 12 is out now on Exactly Right. New episodes on Mondays. Follow Tenfold More Wicked on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's that at the foot of my bed? It's spooky and kooky. I'm pretty sure it's dead. It's coming this way. Wait a minute. Hey, I'm ghosted by Roz Dresfeles.
Please.
Hey, Boo. It's me, Roz Dresfeles, reporting from home. I hope that everyone is still staying safe. I hope that you guys are healthy, and special shout out to everyone that is out there working and making the world a better place right now. There are a lot of heroes out there working, and I so appreciate them. And thank you guys for listening. I really appreciate that too. I had an interview with Jonathan Bennett, who maybe most famously was the heartthrob Aaron Samuels in Mean Girls. I always consider that movie the most quoted film of my generation. It's definitely like the teen comedy of my generation. And weirdly, like 15 years, 16 years ago, that movie came out, but still as popular as ever. And we had Jonathan Bennett on the show, and he was actually, he had kind of a busy schedule, and he was able to squeeze in a chat with me. And so we talked about his appearance on the TV show, The Haunting of, with Kim Russo. And it was a pretty quick conversation. It was probably only about 20 minutes or so. So I think I was thinking I was going to use today to kind of catch up on some news stories and some stories that people have sent me of their own personal experiences, and do a little bit of a longer intro before we get into that interview with Jonathan Bennett. So I have taken some time, and I apologize if I haven't, you know, gotten back to people on certain messages and things. As always, the best way to get a hold of me, if you have a ghost story, is to send to ghostedbyroz@gmail.com. And if you want to do a listener episode, put listener episode in the subject line, because I do want to do one of those soon. So keep them coming. And another place you could do it is the Facebook group or in a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Now, speaking of the Facebook group, I was just looking in there, and we have had a couple of, like, in real time ghost experiences happening, it seems. I was reading this one from Sarah, posted in the group. She goes, "This just happened. I was laying in bed looking at my phone. It's pitch dark in my apartment, and I live alone. I just noticed a figure in my door frame. Right when I saw it, I screamed and it went away. I'm not sure if it's just my eyes, but this has never happened before, and I stare at my phone in the dark a lot. Plus, it was enough to make me scream with my heart pounding. I believe I've seen orbs before while in the same situation. I don't have windows to the street, so it would not have been a car passing." Sarah, I hope you're okay. And if you guys want to join that conversation, you could certainly comment on that post in the Facebook group, Ghosted by Roz Dresfeles, and let us know how you're doing, Sarah. I hope that there isn't a spooky ghost trying to get you. So thanks for sharing that. I also saw one from Heather in the Facebook group. She says, "So before I tell my recent experience, I need to start out by saying often when my husband or I say, I love you, one of our most frequent responses to the other is forever. Oh, that is just so cute. So I was showering a couple of days ago, and while I was in the shower, I heard my husband walking around in the bedroom. So I called out, I love you. Without hesitation, I heard forever, loud and clear as day. But I was immediately aware that it was not my husband's voice. Shortly after I got out of the shower, I was sitting on the bed drying off, and my husband enters the room. In an attempt to rationalize the situation, I asked him if he had come in the room while I was showering. He responded that he hadn't. I further stated, I thought I heard him in the room, so I called out, I love you. And he verified again that he had not come in the room at all. Oh my God. Well, I was looking at some of these comments, which kind of had me laughing. Deborah wrote, at least the ghost loves you. And Beth wrote, well, you've got a ghost husband now too. So basically, I think everyone is in love with Heather. And I am too. So thanks for sending me that, Heather. There's also been a couple of ghosty headlines going around. And I think my favorite headline that I have read in this entire debacle is this one. I mean, it was on all different news outlets, but this particular article was from CNN. They said, ghosts, and ghosts are in quotation, ghosts try to spook people off the streets during coronavirus in Indonesia. Now, you might have heard about this. It's incredible. They have video of it too. So basically, there are people in Indonesia right now that are dressing as Pocong or Pocong, which is a ghost known in local folklore for haunting graveyards, which wears the remnants of a burial shroud tied in a knot at the head and the feet. And then I think they kind of like wear white makeup and look kind of spooky, but it's amazing. Okay, so volunteers in Kupa Village, they're holding surprise patrols every few days in early April. So basically what they're doing is they're dressing up and trying to get people to stay inside and trying to keep them from being out in public. And the plan backfired because it became a social media sensation, and there was an increase in people venturing out of their homes to see the ghosts. So it's kind of a genius idea in a way to have people dress like ghosts and just spook people. I'm obsessed with it. You can check it out for yourself. Just type in, you know, ghosts in Indonesia during quarantine. I think we need to do that here. California right now, people are all over these beaches and out and about. And I think I'm going to literally put on one of my signature ghost outfits and just go out there and see what I can do for the community. You know, it's another headline that people have sent me and I've seen going around. There's a TikTok user by the name of Rubik's Cube, but R-E-U-B-I-X, because I believe this person's name is Ruben, so it's kind of a fun little pun, which I can appreciate. So Ruben has captured a ghost twice now on TikTok. Now, okay. So the first video is he's dancing to that song that I actually really love by Doja Cat, Say So. And he posted this a couple weeks ago, and it's basically just him dancing. And then you see like this little, it kind of looks like a cat. It's like a little white head that just like pops into the background on the stairs, just kind of like, this song is fire. And then it just kind of like disappears. And I don't know how I feel. Okay, so I don't have TikTok, but I went on TikTok, which you can like kind of access over like just like your browser. And I was like looking at his videos, and he doesn't have other videos of him dancing. So I was kind of like, this is a random, I mean, I don't want to be like throwing drag queen shade or anything, but I'm like, this video seems like I could imagine why people would be like, okay, this is fake, because why are you just dancing when your other videos aren't you just dancing? But listen, Ruben's got some moves, so I don't blame Ruben for being like, you know what, I'm gonna get into the TikTok dance game. So, you know, people have been commenting, this is fake, this is real, this is fake. But then he goes on to post this video from a couple years ago that he brings up the fact that he posted this video a couple years ago, where you see this presence. It really looks like a person with like a big sheet over them in this room. And then he like pans over and then pans back, and the person's all of a sudden disappeared. And it's really spooky. So I don't know. And then he's been posting videos of him talking about this ghost in the house. And he goes on to say that there's a symbol that has appeared in 2011. There was a symbol that appeared on the ground in his basement that he believes is a Celtic symbol of some sort. He lives in Canada. It's not a devil symbol. It's not a demon symbol. What I've been told, it's a Celtic symbol is what he says. And it appeared in the basement around 2010 or 2011. It just appeared. I don't know. Honestly, this kind of sounds like I need to reach out to Ruben and get an interview going on here. I don't know. So I think I'm going to reach out to Ruben and get down to the bottom of this, but check it out. The article I was looking at was on the Daily Star, which I gotta love the Daily Star, because they're always reporting these ghosty stories. So you can check it out for yourself, or just find the TikTok Rubix, R-E-U-B-I-X underscore cube. To see for yourself. Also, somebody posted the most recent video in the Facebook group. Okay, I also would like to read some reviews that people sent me, which was so nice. I was looking at some really sweet reviews and also some really scary ghost stories in the reviews on Apple Podcasts. So again, if you have a ghost story and you want to leave it there, I'll read it if you give me 5 stars. So this one comes from Javier, and Javier 24 Dab, and it was posted in January. Sorry, I have not gotten to this one yet because it is real spooky. So Javier writes, I've been hooked on your podcast from the beginning. Thank you. I have always had paranormal experiences from a young age. My first ghost experience that I can remember was when I was 11 years old and my family and I moved into a new home. It was 1999 and the house was super retro, looking like it was from the 1960s. My parents renovated the entire house. I shared a room with my sister, and from the moment we moved in, I would just get weird vibes. At first, it was small events that would occur. I would be at home with my siblings and I was in my room, and all of a sudden I would hear knocks on the window and I would look outside and there was no one there. This would happen not only at night, but also during the day. I would always feel like I was being watched. I once asked my mom if someone passed away in the house. I just had a feeling. She told me maybe, but never wanted to confirm with me. Throughout the years, more things would occur. I would feel my covers in the middle of the night being pulled off, or shoes I had from under my bed would get thrown out close to me. Wow, oh my God. Oh God, a ghost under the bed. That is so scary. These times, I thought it was my brother hiding under my bed playing a prank on me, but I had mirror closets and I took a look, and no one was there. And I ran into my brother's room, and there he was playing video games. Not sure if there is scientific reason for this, but I was taking a shower, and I shouted for my mom to bring a towel in. The moment she opened the door to bring the towel to the bathroom had this glass, these glass sliding doors that slowly started to crack, and both sliding doors just pretty much looked like a glass explosion. Not sure if this can be explained. Weird. My mom opening the bathroom door would cause the sliding doors to break because it wasn't close at all to the wall. Oh, so you're not sure if that would happen. Okay. Interesting. My aunt and uncle came to visit, and my mom offered for them to sleep in my room. The next morning, my uncle told my mom that he woke up to the vision of an old lady walking around my room. I've never personally seen the old lady, but it creeped me out. All the faucets in the house turned on at the same time, and still to this day, my parents still live in the house, and when I come to visit, I automatically hear all the faucets in the house turn on out of nowhere. I've asked my mom, what was that? And my mom, being sarcastic, responds to me, well, you just got here, so maybe that's why this is all happening. I moved out at 18, and when I moved back for a short while when I was 21, I still felt the same weird vibes. I heard weird footsteps at night, and faucets would turn on, and my mirror closet doors would slide open and close. One night, I went out and came home super late, around 2 a.m., and when I walked in the house, I saw so many ghost figures in the living room just staring at me. They were small children. I literally got so creeped out, I looked down and ran to my room and closed the door. Now it's been over 20 years since my parents bought this house. Whenever I come to visit, I still get weird vibes and the feeling of being watched. I would ask my mom, but she is still in denial of ghosts after all these years. Sorry, this is super long. I have more stories on ghosts, but I really can't write it all here, so I'll stop for now. Thank you for having this awesome podcast. It just proves to me that I am not crazy and ghosts are real. Oh, thanks, Javier. Oh my God, just like a sea of ghost children staring at you at 2 a.m. That really messed me up. Okay, here's another one. This is from Andrea123. She gives us 5 stars. And she says, I've been listening to this podcast for a while, and I wanted to share one of my own personal ghosty stories. When I was a child, my family lived in an old farmhouse in rural Georgia. The house was surrounded mostly by fields. While living in this house, I procured an imaginary friend that I called Mary Jane. Mary Jane, bro. She did not write that part, and I added that. I'd play and talk with Mary Jane and bring her everywhere with me. I still have an image of what I thought she looked like in my head. Young girl, maybe 7, with dark hair, pale skin, and a tattered light blue dress. One day, my parents go walking around in some of the land near the house. While walking in one of the fields, my parents come across a large tree. In front of the tree, they find what looks like an old gravestone that reads, Mary Jane Clayton. Needless to say, this freaked out my parents quite a bit, along with the child's laughter that my father would occasionally hear while I was dead asleep. We eventually moved from this house, though I don't believe this occurrence is what led us to move. When we left, Mary Jane did not come with me. But to this day, I still occasionally have dreams with a little girl that has dark hair, pale skin, and a light blue dress. Thanks for doing what you do and creating a space for us to share. Oh my gosh. Andrea123, exclamation point. That is scary. And I keep hearing a lot of children ghost stories. I mean, that's the second one I've read today. But another reminds me of another thing that is kind of a little headline going on around right now. There is a man that owns a ghost town, and he basically, so there's a caretaker that takes care of the ghost town. this man just kind of owns it, and the caretaker has had to leave the premises to go do some family matters. And the man that owns it, whose name is Brent Underwood, he has been staying there. Actually, this was posted a couple of weeks ago. This was posted on April 13th on the New York Post, another media outlet that loves to post a good ghost story. So he's been staying there as of April 13th. He was stuck in the ghost town under 5 feet of snow. He says, in the absolute worst case scenario, there's snowshoes here, and the road is 7 miles long down a steep hill, he says. So he has been surviving off of melting snow for water, and he's out of bread and vegetables, so he has enough rice and canned tuna to get him through until the snow thaws. Okay, this sounds terrible, but to make it worse, it's haunted. Okay, so he was aware that the 22 building town's violent reputation, he was aware of it when he bought it, adding that it had one murder per week at one point. The TV show Ghost Adventures once investigated the town and found out that it was haunted by the ghosts of two children, again, children, who died after being trapped in a closet. He says, I stay in the room with the child ghosts, but I have yet to see them. But that doesn't mean that spooky things aren't happening in Cerro Gordo. Oh my God, that's such a funny name, Cerro Gordo, which is the town, the ghost town. He says, things are moving around. I'm seeing curtains move. I'm hearing things in the night, he says. There's no draft, but things drop inside of houses. In addition to a general ambiance of otherworldliness, a light in the bunkhouse keeps turning on, and his wallet recently disappeared for 2 days, only to reappear in the town hotel. That was a bit freaky, he admits, but he believes the spirits are peaceful. For the most part, I leave the ghosts alone, and they leave me alone, Underwood says. I try to respect their space. Oh, my God. Okay, well, I hope he is okay. I mean, the good news is he at least can contact people on his phone, so that's something. You know, something else I wanted to do before we get into this episode is just real quick, I wanted to shout out some really nice reviews on Apple Podcasts. This one comes from RK422. They write, Roz is an absolute gem. Oh, this made my day. It was so nice. This podcast has just enough ghost stuff to be interesting, but not so scary that you'll be terrified. And the stories are interesting and go in depth, without getting too into the weeds about science and debunking, etc. Roz is a fantastic host with many good guests on, and the listener episodes are very fun. You can also hear Roz's personality just shine through her voice. She is so funny and kind, never mean-spirited or mocking her guests. I look forward to every episode. P.S. For the most part, this is ghost stories for older kids. Your older kids can listen to. This is, there is very little cursing or vulgar material in Roz's show. She has a class act, and that has made a ghost show that everyone can enjoy. Thank you. I guess it's not that vulgar now that I think about it. I don't really put much thought into it. I mean, we have like, you know, maybe one episode about somebody having sex with a ghost, but for the most part, yeah, we're not too vulgar here. I guess it just works out that way. So thank you for that review. That is so sweet. And another review that I just absolutely love. I mean, there's so many nice reviews. I wish I could read them all. I'll just read a really quick one. One more that really made me laugh. This is from Lactose DEPT, Lactose Department. They wrote, the headline for the review says, came for the ooglies, dot, dot, dot. And then the review says, stayed for the booglies. And I love that. And I think it's about time I talk about some oogly booglies with my guest today, Jonathan Bennett. So, on with the show.
Hey, Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Jonathan, thank you for joining me.
Oh, the pleasure is mine.
Wait, so you're in Las Vegas right now?
I'm in Las Vegas, Nevada. And
yeah, I've heard of it.
Yeah, you've been there? Because there's a sign up when you drive in and says, we miss Roz. Come back soon and see us.
When I'm there, they call it Roz Vegas.
Oh, they do. Have
you been to the Haunted Museum there?
No, I have not been to the Haunted Museum.
Do you know about it? There's Zach Bagans' Museum of Haunted Objects.
But like, here's the deal. Are they really haunted? Because I'm all about the haunting of, but I love things that are haunted. But like, sometimes when you're in Vegas, I don't know if I trust it because I'm like, is it really that? Is it really haunted? It makes me nervous.
Yeah, there is that tourist element of it.
What's that thing in Hollywood that you go to on like Hollywood and Highland that used to be there? It might still be there.
Oh, the Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Yes, you go in there and like, here's the world's longest fingernail. And you're like, is it really? You know what I mean? Like, but I'm here for it. Like the best thing, whenever my friends would go through breakups in our early 20s and we were immature, they'd go through a breakup and I'd be like, I know what you need. Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Well, you know what's really fun? I went for the first time a couple months back. Across the street from there is the Wax Museum, which is not the Madame Tussauds Wax Museum. There's another Wax Museum.
Okay.
And it's like if you want to see, you know, a statue that kind of looks like Julia Roberts, this is your place. And it is also, ironically, said to be haunted. And I asked the people that worked there, I was like, is this place haunted? And they were both like, how'd you know that? And I was like, I don't know. I like read it on the internet and they're like, yeah, it's haunted.
You're so, like, I don't know, Google.
Heard of it?
You know, there is a great wax museum. It's actually where I go to get all my Botox and filler. Some of the people in there, I mean, they're decades old. You cannot, they just filled them with wax. So it's good. It's on Beverly Hills, Vero Drive. I'll send you the link.
Okay, thank you. So you said you love haunted stuff.
Love it.
Really? You're not scared of that?
No, I'm all about it. Like, I'm here for it. Like, I have never been a scared. Did I just become like an Italian pizza owner? I've never been a scared of a ghost in my life. I'm like, I can't, I like want to see one full out. I've never saw one, but I want to see what they actually look like. But I've had a lot of experiences with them. Like it's pretty crazy.
So what was your first experience?
Okay. So picture it. Perrysburg, Ohio, 1982. No, I'm just kidding. So the most recent like cool experience that happened, I would say, is I used to live in this house in West Hollywood, and when we moved in, I was like, there's something weird about this house. There was a weird energy. And it was like one of those smart homes, you know, where everything's connected through like, I forget what the thing's called, but it's like the whole, like the light switches, the plugs, the, you know, toaster. It's all like, you can do everything from your phone. You can like take a poop and like also like warm your coffee up at the same time, like from your app. Like it's all like connected.
Right.
And so when you, it's called the Crestron, that's it. So there was this like one room that was just filled with all the hub of that. So all the electrical and energy coming in from all the houses there. And that room, I'm telling you, when you walk in there, you feel weird. There's a weird energy coming from that room all the time. But because of that, some of the crazy things that would happen is like the doorbell would ring and we don't have a doorbell. Like we had the bell, but there was no button. Sitting there and you're like watching TV late at night, and it would always happen when something bad would happen. There would be like a doorbell, like the doorbell would ring, like something either bad on TV or there was like a fight going on or like a negative energy happening in the house, if someone was arguing or whatever, the doorbell would ring. And it was almost like a break it up, break it up. It was very weird.
Hmm.
That was a really crazy experience. And then the thing that really struck out about that house is my boyfriend and I, when we were in my, we'd be in my room and he'd come to stay the night, James, and we would go to bed. And when we go to bed, he's like, I feel a weird energy around me. And I'm like, it's nothing. He's like, no, I feel a weird energy around me. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
It's been multiple times. So he gets up in the middle of the night and has to go to the bathroom. And when he wakes up, he looks over and he goes, I see a black figure standing there. It's almost like a shadow, but like 3D. And it's standing there and it's like over 7 feet tall and it's long, lanky. And it looks like almost like an alien, like a giant, like black spirit. Like it's like a huge, long, like you can't see a face, but it's just like an image. And he wakes up to pee and he sees that. And he doesn't know what to do. He's literally paralyzed. He's like, I'm literally paralyzed in the room. I cannot move. And I'm just waiting for it to move or do something and it doesn't. And he's like, well, what the hell, how am I going to do? So he just gets up and he's like, I'm not going to let this intimidate me. So he like gets out of bed and like goes towards it. And to like, to go to the bathroom, you have to like kind of go towards the ghost and then go around the bed to the bathroom. And like,
so he was able to break out of the paralysis.
The paralysis stopped and he like said, screw it. And he got up and he like lunged at it and it didn't move. And then he went into the bathroom to go to the bathroom. And when he came back, it was gone. He's like, cause at first he's like, I must be crazy. This can't be real. Then 2 nights later, happened again. Wakes up in the middle of the night. This time, it's over in the corner, like by the curtains. And so he gets up, looks right at it, like, but it's like dark in the room. So he's like, you know, it's very dark. Goes to the bathroom. And to go to the bathroom, you have to cross in front of the foot of the bed. Goes to the bathroom, comes out. When he gets out of the bathroom, it's standing right by the foot of the bed. He's like, starts walking towards it. And he's like, nope, lunge it. Like does like a lunge towards it to see if it'll move. Doesn't move. And he's like, nope, screw you. And he starts walking across the room back to go to bed. And when he gets to the foot of the bed, he said it felt like someone had picked him up and body slammed him on the bed. Like all of a sudden he's like, almost says like someone grabbed you by the feet and just made you and like, pulled your feet out from underneath you so you're horizontal, and then he just fell on the bed. He was tripped. I'm sleeping, and all of a sudden, James comes crashing in the bed at like 4 a.m, like jumps on the bed. I'm like, what the hell are you doing? Like, I wake up, and I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, and like explains the whole story. So literally, he goes, I can't explain it other than I was tripped, and some. He's like, I didn't trip on anything. I've walked this path a million times. All of a sudden my feet were out from under me and I was body slammed on the bed. And he goes, I never heard him say it, but I could feel the feeling of someone saying F you.
Oh my God. Well, first of all, he sounds real brave. The fact that he's just like lunging at it.
Oh, I would have peed my pants.
So did you ever experience this, like, you know, alien demon body slammer?
No, I never experienced the alien demon body slammer all by myself, just through him. But this happened for like a solid 3 weeks. And then all of a sudden it just stopped. It would always be there when he woke up. And then it just stopped one day. We had a girl come over and do a whole seance. Like a whole thing. She's like, I think her name was like, I don't know. It was like Indigo or something like that. And she comes over and she like does a whole seance and like energy work and like lights all the sage and does all the stuff. And after that, it seemed to have stopped. But what really the presence, we had a medium
a psychic medium come to our house because of the doorbell thing, and because like electronics would turn on and off on their own, like very strange. We had a medium come, and she said that it was a woman that was an actress who was murdered a few streets over. It seems like it was her ghost living there, because I like take people in and like make them like, I'm kind of like a, oh, so-and-so's coming here for pilot season. They have nowhere to stay. Okay. You can stay on our couch, or, oh, okay, there's an extra room. Go, you know, we always like take in the strays, you know, it's like our house. And so that woman was an actress, and she felt safe at our house because she was murdered, but she was trying to be an actress, and there was like something about like feeling safe there, and that's why she's there. And she was actually protecting the house. It wasn't like she wasn't like trying to be mean. That's why like when the doorbell would ring, when fights would happen, she was trying to like, she was like a nice ghost.
She was trying to like deflect, or like, you know, break it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, because this is okay. So I saw you on the TV show The Haunting of with the iconic psychic medium Kim Russo, and so she's the one that got to the bottom of this, but that doesn't explain like the creepy body slam situation.
I think that house just had so many energies going on in it, and like there was an ex-boyfriend who had passed away of mine that the psychic medium said was there as well. His energy was there. He's protecting the house as well. Like, it was a very spiritual ghost situation happening.
Well, yeah. And they also, you know, have done tons of studies about, and there's a lot, all this data of the connection between electromagnetic frequencies and ghosts, and how they, you know, I think that when you talk about that hub room, I think that ghosts that can fuel the ghost, you know, they need that to survive. So there's all this stuff going on, like your openness to it, the environment, and then I think all the electricity in the air as well is probably, who knows how many different ghosts might have been there.
Exactly. And I think it's because I'm so open to it. And a lot of people say that too, like a lot of the mediums and stuff, when they talk to me, when she went to do my reading, she said, whoa, there's like 50 people here trying to talk. So,
oh my God.
Yeah. She's like, whoa, normally you get like one, if you're lucky, maybe two or three. She's like, it's literally like you're at like the DMV. It's just dozens of people lined up trying to talk to me.
Yeah. Well, so when I was watching the show, which came out a couple years ago, but I found it on the internet.
The internet.
Yes.
Okay.
They kind of showed some like research that they had done of this actress that was murdered. And I was like, because they like blurred things out. For some reason, I guess they didn't really want to use the names or something. I don't know. But I tried to Google it, and I found something that I think, I just want to make it clear, this is what I speculate. It might, the same crime that they're talking about was this terrible man that took, I think, three women that were trying to be actresses and models, and he told them like he was gonna, you know, take photos for them, and then he like tied them up and took pictures of them and killed them. It was terrible.
That's the one. That's who was there. He took pictures of them. He tied them up to take photos, like saying, oh, and he would take photos of them tied up. And then once they were tied up for the photos, and after he'd take the pictures, he'd kill them, and he'd put them in their trunk, put them in his trunk, and drove them out to the desert and buried them.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the one. Dark.
Yeah. It's not a real, I mean, not a comedy.
No. Well, so the way that episode ended though, was Kim Russo is telling Judy was the name of the spirit that she was picking on, which, in the research of the three victims, one of them's name was Judy.
Come on.
So, okay. So she tells Judy, go to the light. And did she? I mean, I'm wondering what happened after this episode. So after Kim was there, did the thing stop?
You know, after Kim came, and then once Judy left, that's when my boyfriend felt the other one, which is funny because I feel like Judy was protecting the house. And my boyfriend, the like whatever it was that attacked him, was like was able to do that because Judy was gone.
So it actually was a not great thing. I mean, it was probably great for Judy to like cross over and go to the light, but she was the protector.
And that's what they kept saying. She's protecting the house.
Oh no. So then you eventually moved out of there, right?
Yeah, because there, we moved out because, it was haunted. So we're like, yeah, let's not live in a haunted house. How about that? I'd like to go to them for amusement, not for bed. So we moved out of there. So we no longer live there. And I hope the people that live there now are okay.
I hope so too.
None of them are tied up. I mean, God, you never know.
Well, when you think of all the places to quarantine, I don't want to quarantine with that spirit you were talking about.
No way. Nope.
So have you had experiences since then?
Let me try to think. I haven't had any real ghost experiences since then, no. That was like the one that happened that was when I realized, yep, they're definitely 100% are ghosts. That's true.
But not something that you're trying to deal with.
Well, I mean, I don't go out and hunt them, no.
Well, do you want to listen to some ghost voices?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so it is time for
EVPs
or EV please.
Have you ever heard of the term EVP?
That's genius. because you will take a good pun. You will take a good pun and use it just like I will. Like I did the Mean Girls cookbook called The Burn Cookbook. Available now on Amazon for $16 because of quarantine prices. So jump onto Amazon, buy your Burn cookbook. But like you do Evie Please just the way we do a true and false in the book, a game. And instead of true or false, it's called duh or shut up.
Wait, that actually reminds me. I was in, I don't know if you even knew about this, but there was a drag tour of Mean Girls called Mean Gays that happened last year, and I was in it. What? And we toured around the country.
How was it? Who played me?
Well, we had a couple of different people in different cities.
Okay.
So,
Willem. Willem was
Regina, and I was Janice.
Yeah, Willem. I was supposed to do it in San Francisco and I booked a gig.
No way. I didn't realize that.
I was going to play me.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
All right, Evie, please, let's go.
Okay. this first one is from someone on YouTube named Mark Kelly, and he recorded this at the Ohio State Reformatory in Mansfield, Ohio.
It's weird. I'm from Ohio and Ohio State's my favorite team, and this is amazing. Go on.
Oh, yeah. No, trust me. I did my Wikipedia-ing. I found out where you're from. Okay. Here is the ghost. Tell me what is this ghost saying, and go. Okay. It's a real quiet whisper. We're going to try it again. It's quick. Did you even hear words?
Oh, okay. It was, I think he said one more time.
Okay.
No idea. I mean,
okay.
Sounds like tortilla.
I actually hear that. Tortilla. Okay. Here's some options. Is it A? Are we there yet? Maybe it's, maybe they're a fan of the 2005. Family comedy, Are We There Yet, starring Ice Cube. Is it B, asshole, D, action, or no, that's C, or D, just whispers, like nothing.
C, action.
Okay, I'm gonna play it again. Yeah, it's action, but it does sound, kind of sound like tortilla.
I mean, but very similar.
Yeah. Okay, here's another one. This one is from Kip's Ghost 2. on YouTube, and it's at the Ohio Theater, which is actually not in Ohio. It's in Madison, Indiana. And the theater and the Kipps investigators believe that it might be haunted by the old projectionist. What is the old projectionist saying right here? Any guesses?
One more time.
I want a dick.
Well, here's some options. A, my wife is mad. Well, you know, honestly, that we might know why his wife is mad. B, I like it there. C, I'd love a drink. Or D, I levitate. Let me try again.
I levitate.
That's what I think it is, but they think it's I like it there. The to me, day? It sounds like I levitate.
Okay, yeah. Very good.
Well, that's about it, Jonathan. Thank you so much for joining me.
No, the pleasure was mine. This was so much fun. I hope you get to see Ghost soon.
Tell people where they can find you, what you got going on.
Usually I'm on the corner of Robertson and Pico. No, I'm just kidding. You can find me on Instagram at Jonathan D. Bennett. The D is for David, which is my middle name. Or on Twitter, Jonathan Bennett.
Amazing. And by the cookbook.
By the cookbook. It's called The Burn Cookbook. Get it? Because it's not the Burn Book, it's the Burn Cookbook. You're welcome.
So clever. Okay, that was Jonathan Bennett. I'm so happy that he was able to make some time for us and bring his bright personality to the show. And I talked about it a little bit during the episode that the murder and the murder victim that Kim Russo, you know, believed haunted that house that he lived in. Now, again, I want to be like sensitive to it because when I watched The Haunting Of, which I was able to find just from Googling, it was on the internet, so you could watch it yourself. The way that they showed it, it seemed that they really wanted to protect, you know, the victims and stuff because I think it was all just sort of, you know, this is what they speculate. It was this specific murder based on a psychic's reading. But if it is, you know, I think the one that they were referring to that I looked up, it was, I found an article on a website called allthingsinteresting.com. And the title is The Chilling Crimes of Harvey Glottman, the Glamour Girl Slayer. And it's rough. I mean, I'm not super into murder stuff like that. And, you know, I always like to consider the victims and the families of the victims. I mean, that was a very long time ago, but still, we don't necessarily know for a fact that the ghost of those victims, or one of the ghosts of one of those victims, is haunting that house. But I don't know, if you're into the murder kind of stuff, that was what I found when I researched. That's the one that I was referring to that he said he believes was also the same one. So I don't know. It's just, I'm not saying that that's for sure, but that's what I used my context clues to find out. Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening to the show. Still doing these episodes from home, and I'm loving doing them, honestly. It's still a blast getting to do them, and hopefully one day soon we'll be back in the studio. But until then, I have got lots of great interviews coming at you, and thank you guys for listening. Make sure you're subscribed. Again, 5 stars on Apple Podcasts really helps out. Please join the Facebook group Ghosted by Roz Dresvalez. And I want to do a listener episode, so send me an email with your listener story at ghostedbyroz@gmail.com with the subject line listener episode. And yeah, you can find me on Venmo, Queen Roz. You can find me on Instagram, Roz Dres for Les. And you know what? I love you all, both living and dead.
But if I didn't ask you to haunt me, don't haunt me. Okay, bye!
Starbands Audio, a podcast, a podcast network.